There was a time when phones
just made phone calls.
With technology, times change, and now what used to sit in the hall sits in your pocket. But things haven't changed that much for Britain's airspace, the invisible network of tracks above our heads. And that's despite thousands more planes using it than in the 50s. This animation will provide an overview of the Capella subgroup data presented at the Congress and some potential clinical implications of this new data for HCPs. To navigate this animation, please either select the section you would like to watch in the table of contents, or feel free to follow along and listen to the voiceover in chronological order with the video. Voting in person. Before an election, you'll get a poll card, which says where your polling station is. Polling stations are open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. As long as you're in the queue by 10 p.m, you'll be allowed to vote. When you get to the polling station, tell the staff your name and address. They will ask to see a form of accepted photo ID, like a passport or driving license. Don't worry if your ID is out of date, you can still use it at the polling station. If you don't have any ID, you can apply for free voter ID online or from your local council when you register to vote. The staff at the polling station will then give you your ballot paper. When writing a letter for a potential job, you want to make a good impression on the hiring manager and demonstrate your qualifications for the position. A well-written, error-free letter can help you make a strong impression on the employer and increase your chances of getting the job. By following these steps, you can write a strong job application letter that showcases your qualifications and demonstrates your enthusiasm for the position. Good luck with your job search.